Kommen euch zu Chabchess. Al tia kfuya toibo, wa kabeid kol mi shen posel lecha Pesach o bakesh day si kukucho. So the first part we've spoken about, not in the context of Orchis Chaim, we spoke about it in the Shmuz. Chazal have very strong lashonas against being kafuya toibo, and the lashon of the medrash in Parshas Shmuz is even if a person just open through your Pesach, you have a chiv to be makrotype to him. He has this tight. So the simple shot is that he physically opened the door for you. So you're walking into the building and someone opens the door for you. So you have a chiv of karsa taiv. Matter says even more than you have a chiv of karsa taiv to your parents, but that sounds a little strange, right? So Pesach Pashas means in the context of the Medrash over there that Yisrael had opened up his home to Moshe Rabbeinu, had invited Moshe Rabbeinu in. So he's a chiyuv to of a course to for that. The Rosh seems to say a different touch. Navakesh Dei Sipukacha, that he created a vehicle for you to get you take care of your needs. So that's the Pesach is referring to. So that passage that this person has facilitated you getting your needs, your sipu, your that which you have to you need to be must speak to live in. If the person has facilitated that, you have a chiyuv karsa toiv to that. Does he mean lafuke the other ones? I don't know. It means lafuke the other ones, but. The end of the matter is the matter says that the chi of karsa toiv runs deep to the point that is beyond that of a kibbut avayim. Maybe that's a hesber. The simple concept of karsa toiv is even much less than that. But the karsa toiv to the point of yerzer than kibbut avayim, that requires levakesh dei sipukucho. The Rosh doesn't say he's talking about dafka greater than kibbut avayim. So pshat in the Rosh 100%. I'm not sure how he's learning. It'd be a very nice excuse upon Pesach to understand the Medrash, right? But beside the loss of the Rosh itself, I think it still needs work. Okay, so Chazal have used the Lashon of Kafi Toiva. He pointed out then in the Shir that Rav Volpe points out that there are two. The instinctive nature of people is to not want to be makar type, because that creates shibudim on the person, and we tend to not like shibudim. We don't like things pressuring us. We don't like dealing with pressure. So there are two approaches of how a person denies type. He says the natural instinct is once you're aware of the taiva, is that you respond with hakaras taiva. So the goal is not to be makir the toiv, it's pashut, simply not to recognize it. So Chazal use lashon of you cover over the toiv. It's not that you deny it. You simply, if you can hide it away that I don't notice it, then I don't have a problem. So I'm not I'm not ungrateful. I'm pashut not aware of what happened to make myself grateful or not grateful. So the natural instinct is once you know that to be grateful, I don't want to be grateful, so the solution is to deny the whole reality. So I actively go and I cover it up. So that's why Chazal used lashon of kafi toiva. He says there are two basic mahalchim how to do that, in case you haven't figured out how to do that yet. Here's the way, right? Number one is you deny that there's any toiva, like you didn't do any favors. Number two, that you say Megili, I deserve it, so you didn't do many favors. Either because I got no benefit from what he did, or any benefit that I got, I was supposed to get, I deserved to get it, so it wasn't that he was doing me a favor. It wasn't a toiva. It was that's the correct expectation. So those are the two mahalchim, probably kafi toiva, either by saying in the other order, Megili, I deserve it, or saying that the Bechal wasn't a Maisa Toiva Bechal. He says, for example, that there's people who say that there's no chiyuv of Kirsa HaTayva to parents because the parents, the kavana wasn't that they have children. The kavana was lanos atzam. They want to have the pleasure of having children. So it wasn't for me. It was for themselves. So I don't owe them anything. I think it's a lashon of the chinuch. It says not like the rishoyim who say that. So he's not a big fan of that approach, right? Because the chiyuv HaKaras HaTayv, you see from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was makar tayv to the land, to the ground, to the water, etc. It's not the kavana. Chiyuv HaKaras HaTayv is not because they have a tain on me. It's because I feel an element of HaKaras HaTayv to them because I benefit from them. So what their kavana was is irrelevant. So the earth. It had major kavanas when it covered up the mitzri. So there was mechavan l'shem helping Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Samael Moshe Rabbeinu owes a curse of toiv to the earth. Right? The water was mechavan l'shem being megan Moshe Rabbeinu. The words don't make any sense. But you know, years later, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I'm comfortable in some way." Affecting the Yor when the Yor was benefiting me in some way, so I look at it as a source of help, not as otherwise. So this argument that they're mechavim l'hanos atzam, but what is it with me? The mice, I benefited from them, and I have a chiyuv to give back. Then the Rosh says that you do this by being mechavim kol mishapasach ha-pesach. One of the best ways of a curse of type is through giving covet. People are very, very sensitive to covet. Nothing that really you know. Because covet is a statement that I appreciate your value. That's what covet is. So that's the appropriate response to a curse of type is I recognize what you did, and I recognize the value of who you are by virtue of the fact that you've done this for me. So I recognize the value which is there. So that's what kavod is. And that's what a karsa toiv is. So if I'm a kavod for the person who's possibly Pesach, is what I'm saying is I recognize the significance of the action that he did to the point that I see the value of who he is from that. If we can do that, Chazal say a person who's kafi toiv to many others, eventually kafi toiv to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we live in a world of a karas toiv, and I felt the karas toiv to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a real meaningful way on a regular basis, my davening would be different, my brachas would be different, my banadam the malkim for sure would be different, on the chaveroi would be different as well, and I would be truly running and seeking out the opportunities to give back to Kadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs. There are people like that, but they're not as common as we like them to be. Right? So they're lacking this element of a karas hatov, of truly feeling the benefit of what they've received, and therefore feeling a true desire to give back and to give back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, which we can't give him back, we can at least listen to him, and that's the element of I appreciate who he is and what he's given to me, so I want to listen to him. So Ramban says the whole Torah is predicated on a karsa toiv. The reason why I'm over Kadosh Baruch Hu is because I have a karsa toiv to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what he's done for me. If I don't have the meaning of a karsa toiv, so I recognize it, but it's not mechayiv me anything, and we go in our own way, in our own attitude. Because that's how we think. Okay.